Hey lovelies, and welcome to the Fashion Uncensored show. I'm Tevele, a normal girl from London who started my content creation journey in the summer of 2021. Have you ever felt like you wanted to level up but never knew where to start? Or have you always wanted to join the world of influencing but never quite had the balls? You're not alone. We've all been there, but now is the time to put your big girl pants on and not let fear get in the way of your dreams. So over here, I am keeping it all the way 100 with you about the ups and the downs of the industry while I take you along my own journey and catch a vibe with you along the way. I truly believe there is a seat at the table for everyone, but only for the ones who want it. So if that sounds like a bit of you, you're definitely in the right place. Just a quick disclaimer, in no way is my opinion qualified and everything I do say is based on my own personal journey. Hey guys, and welcome to the Fashion Uncensored show. I'm Tevele London, your host, and as always, I am super excited to be here. This week has been a crazy one. We have Storm Eunice, who has decided to come and, you know, discombobulate us all with the wind. But, you know, nevertheless, we keep on going and we keep on shining. So anyway, in today's episode, I am going to be talking to you guys about how to look chic. Last week, I kind of went through my take on a capsule wardrobe, and today we're just going to round that all in with how to look chic. So if you want to know what I think, or if you want to know if you're doing what you need to do to be chic, or you just want to level up, then definitely keep on listening and we're going to get straight into the topic. The first thing I'm going to touch base on is following trends. And you know, when you're on Instagram and when you're in the world of fashion, I think sometimes it is quite difficult to not follow trends. And, you know, I try my best to stay kind of timeless and stay kind of classic. But every now and then there is a trend that just captivates me and grabs hold of my attention. And I feel like I have to jump on the bandwagon. But when it comes to being chic, it's not always about following trends. Sometimes it's really important, well actually most of the time it's really important to stay in your lane. And when I say that, I mean you need to dress for your body and dress for your body type. Now, not everything you see is for you, and I have said that in previous episodes and I'm going to continue to say that. So just make sure that when you are choosing your outfits, you feel comfortable in them, you look well presented in them. And you know, you dress for your body. If wearing 8-inch heels is not for you, then don't wear them. You know, wear some 6-inch heels perhaps. But you know, you just want to look comfortable and you want to feel comfortable. That is like the number one thing when I think about being chic. You know, it's all about how you feel inside, and then naturally it will perpetuate outside. When it comes to looking chic, I think everybody has their own little take on it, and I think we can all agree on this next point that I want to touch on, and that is wearing torn clothes. Now, I'm not talking about clothes that have intentional rips on them, for example, rips at the knees or certain knitwear with like intentional snags and holes in them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your general wear and tear. Now, this can sometimes happen with you know, knitwear. It can develop holes in it, and sometimes it can happen with, you know, t-shirts and things like that. Sometimes it's just from wear and tear. Sometimes your washing machine can cause damage. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you can't get it fixed by going to, you know, your local, what is it, laundrette or a tailor or something like that, if it cannot get fixed, it's time to say goodbye or keep that for the indoors. Because you can't be chic and have, you know, rips in your clothes. Like, if you're somebody who likes to eat your clothes, so, you know, chewing on your sleeves, then maybe, you know, I guess wear short sleeves to prevent you from eating them. But essentially, holes in your clothes, as I said, unintentional holes and rips is not a good look. And I know it can happen to all of us at the best of times. You know, if you're wearing tights, it can easily get snagged and then you can end up with ladders in your tights. Or, you know, your jumper can get caught in an earring and it creates a hole. Sometimes these things happen when you're out and about and you can't really do anything about it. But I mean, if you know that something has a hole in it, then either try and, you know, get that fixed, or as I said before, that is for the house. Also, I know I kind of just mentioned this very briefly about the ladders in your tights. That is another thing, but obviously it does kind of, you know, tie into this point. But just making sure that your tights don't have holes in them, ladders in them, that kind of thing. It is not a chic way and it's not a chic look. So if, you know, you want to look chic and, you know, level up and all of that good stuff, then always just make sure that, you know, when you are putting your tights on in the morning or in the afternoon or whenever, just making sure that they don't have holes in them and they don't have any ladders or, you know, any sort of snags, that kind of thing. The next thing that I want to talk about is clothes that are creased. So non-ironed apparel. Guys, if you don't like ironing, get yourself a steamer. I am not going to lie. Ironing is not something that I enjoy doing. You know, sometimes I have to iron. Sometimes I actively seek garments that do not require ironing because I just find it such a tedious, long, boring, and dangerous task. Well, that I just tell myself it's dangerous so that I don't have to do it. But look, the point is, I don't like ironing, so I have a steamer, and sometimes that can be really handy and really easy to use. You know, you can get portable ones, you could get them from Amazon, you could get them from Argos, you could even probably get them from like a large Tesco's or something, and they really don't cost much, but instantly, you know, it can elevate a whole outfit. When I was working in retail many years ago, we would get stuff out of the packaging and it doesn't look that great. As soon as you've just put a steamer on it, automatically it just brings that dress, for example, whatever garment it is, to life, and it makes a huge difference. So guys, that applies to your everyday wear, your day-to-day wear, whether you are, you know, wearing clothes for going to work or, you know, you're just going to brunch with your friends. It is really something that you should bear in mind, and it just creates that chic look. You look like you care about your appearance and that you are serious about your style. So, you know, just these little things can definitely make a difference. And also, like, if you are wearing something that is inexpensive, you'll be so surprised that once you put an iron on that or you put a steamer on that, sometimes it can actually make something that was really inexpensive look pretty high-end as well. So if you don't have a steamer or an iron, grab yourself one. And if you don't like ironing, then grab yourself a steamer. I mean, look, we don't like to do it, but we kind of have to if we want to look the part. And if you're absolutely adamant that you do not like ironing or steaming, then take it to your local dry cleaners and get them to do it for you. So guys, on the topic of dry cleaners, let's kind of talk about tailoring. So I want to talk specifically about clothes that are too tight and clothes that are too big. So clothes that are not necessarily oversized, but they are just baggy. They are ill-fitted. This is not chic, guys. Let me tell you that for free. It's not chic. Somebody told me once upon a time that just because you can get it on doesn't mean it can fit. And you know what? That is just straight up facts. I have jeans in my wardrobe that I can fit on. You know, I can close that button and that zip, but I can't sit down in them because they are far too tight. So, you know, when it comes to your clothing, if the material is starting to change color in certain places, then it is probably too tight. Or for example, you're standing in your jeans and you can just see that it's pulling, it's starting to create those lines in the thigh area, or you know, your shirt is pulling and maybe like the button is just a little bit overstretched and you know, there's starting to be gaps in the shirt, that kind of thing. It's too tight. You need to get a size up. It's not working. And you know what? Sometimes it's because certain areas in our body are a lot more fuller than other places. So it's kind of like, well, if I go a size up, then it's going to be too big here, etc. But that is why we have tailors. You can go to a tailor and then they can adjust it and make it fit to your body. So it's better to go a little bit bigger and get it kind of get that taken in so it can fit you well then going for something too small and it just looking ill-fitted. That the same kind of rule applies to when things are too big. If you are a UK size 4, you know, and you're wearing something for a UK size 24, that is probably a little bit, well, I say a little bit, that would be way too big. There is oversize and then there is, you know, drowning in your clothes. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that is what I'm talking about here. I'm not saying that, you know, you can't do the whole oversized look. Me, I love an oversized look, but there's limits to that. So when we're talking about dressing chic, it's, you know, go a few sizes up, but let's not overdo it. Know the appropriate time to wear a belt. If you don't want to wear a belt, then again, you can go to the tailors and get that waist taken in to allow those jeans or those trousers to fit you properly and look like they were made for you. And that is the whole aim. You know, you want to look like the clothes that you are wearing them and they are not wearing you. Do you know what I mean? That is what we are going for here when we are looking chic, stylish, sophisticated, and all that other good stuff, guys. You feel me? You feel me? This kind of ties into my next point, which is just making sure that you are getting things that are the right length for you. So if you are a more petite woman or a petite man, then, you know, getting things that are made for petite people. And if you are taller, then perhaps, you know, shopping more in the taller section, because, you know, sometimes I know it's not possible, not all shops cater to our bodies and, you know, our various different body sizes. You know, at the end of the day, what, there are like 5 different sizes in a shop, and I think it's unfair to assume that each and every one of us are supposed to fit into those 5 sizes. And, you know, for that very reason, we have tailors. Guys, they are great. Sometimes you might buy a pair of jeans that are just a little bit too long. They are dragging to the floor and they are collecting dirt. This is not the way it is supposed to be. So get them taken in so that they can be the ideal length for you. Sometimes you might want jeans to be a little bit longer because when you are wearing heels, you want it to be, you know, that kind of long flare, so to speak. And I mean, I absolutely love that. Chef's kiss for that look. Also, if you're wearing flats, again, you really don't want your trousers or jeans to be dragging on the floor. And you know, the same kind of applies to taller ladies out there as well, making sure that you are getting the right leg length for your denim and for your trousers as well. As somebody who's tall myself, I know it can really be a pain in the backside trying to get the right length. But you know, if you're looking for something that is long, then get something that is long. If you want an ankle grazer, then get an ankle grazer or a cropped trouser or a cropped jean. But sometimes when it is not intentionally supposed to be a cropped trouser, for example, it can sometimes look a little bit odd and a little bit ill-fitting. So it's just kind of making sure that it works. And you know what? Sometimes it does. Sometimes a full-length trouser looks like a really great cropped trouser, but sometimes it doesn't, you know? So I think it's just making sure that you kind of figure out what kind of styles you can get away with without getting them tailored, or shopping in the right section for your body. The next thing I want to talk to you guys about is dirty or stained clothes. I mean, I don't really want to touch on this too much because I really think that it is kind of self-explanatory. Again, I'm not talking about clothes that are dirty. For example, maybe you've just gone out to dinner or you've had lunch and something spilt on you and you can't really do anything about it. I'm talking about those days where you just can't be bothered to actually look and check in the mirror that your clothes are dirty, or you know it's dirty but you don't care and you still put it on. I mean, it's really up to you guys, but I just think that the whole thing about looking chic is kind of like looking well presented, looking put together, and you know, all of that kind of good stuff. But when you've kind of got, you know, a little bit of Tabasco sauce on your top, or, you know, a little bit of bolognese, you know, just there on your t-shirt, and you know it's there and you don't care. It doesn't come across as chic. It kind of comes across as a little bit scruffy, and that you do not care about, obviously, your, you know, how you're presenting yourself. So just bear that in mind. And the same rule applies to stained clothing. Stained clothing, again, should be for the house, for doing your, you know, your chores at home, or, you know, for taking the dog on a walk. But it doesn't go any further than that. Like, that's it. You're not, or you shouldn't be, in my humble opinion, going to work with stained clothing, going for dinner with stained clothing, going to events with stained clothing. It is not a look. And, you know, I'm not referring to tie-dye or, you know, intentional stains on clothing. I'm talking about clothing that is stained from food, from bodily fluids. You know, sorry to be disgusting, but I mean, it happens and I've seen it happen. So, you know, just things like that, just keep that in mind, because people will look at that and start to make an assumption about you. And it is very shallow, but unfortunately, that is how the world is. So to kind of just bear that in mind. And you know what, guys, that kind of ties in to my next point, which is faded clothes. I think we would all be lying if we said we didn't have at least one faded item in our wardrobe, whether it be like our favorite black skinny jeans or a jumper, which we probably should have let go of, but we just can't because we love it so much. We all do have those items. But I mean, there are ways that you can revive those items if you love them so much and they're so dear to you, without looking unelevated. So you could buy yourself color bombs, and you know, you could put that in the washing machine, and it can really bring dark clothing to life. For example, if you've got white clothing that is just a little bit dull when, you know, it's lost life, there are so many different things and different products that you can use to brighten your whites. You could, I don't know, use bleach, or you can just take it to your laundrette and get them to do the magic for you. But faded clothing, again, just like torn clothes, it just doesn't give what it needs to give, guys. And you know, it's just those little things that makes such a huge difference when it comes to looking chic. It's not about how expensive your clothing is, or, you know, how much money you spent on something. You could literally be wearing things that you got from the thrifted store, for example. But if it's not ironed, if it's stained, if it's torn, if it's, you know, faded, it's not going to look good. But if it doesn't have all those things, then you'll be surprised how good it does look. And you will get compliments because of how well presented you look. So, you know, when it comes to faded clothing, just keep that in mind. So yeah, guys, that is everything that I have for you today when it comes to, you know, looking chic and looking the part. I really hope that you've taken something from this episode and you can implement it into your daily dressing lives. Or if you just giving yourself a pat on the back and thought, you know what, thanks, sis, because I already knew this. Whatever it is, I'm really hoping that you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to seeing you next week where we continue the discussion of fashion. So take care, everybody, and I will see you then. Goodbye.